Coventry Hospital Radio.
Coventry Hospital Radio.
Free at your bedside.
On Channel 1.
Right, so it's the Earlston Festival, and I'm here for Coventry Hospital Radio, and randomly we've bumped into Lieutenant Pigeon. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Oh, we've just done a little video for Happy Go Lucky Me, the new single, so we're just having a breather now.
A well-deserved breather, by the looks of things. So we're here, it sort of went a bit wrong with the original video plan.
The original video plan, I think, was to do it over in a sort of a marquee in City Arms, but as it is with the weather in this country, we were sort of slightly drowned it out, so we had to do the actual video in the Albany Social Club, which is where we are at the moment.
Yeah,
thanks to the Albany for stepping up to the plate at the last minute.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I was just saying to Simon, there's a real great sense of community about this, isn't there, with everybody stepping in and helping out. So I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Tara.
Pleased to meet you, Tara.
You are
Nigel Fletcher, Lieutenant Pigeon.
I'm Rob Woodward.
Yeah, because I know Mouldy Old Dough, which
was made before you were born.
Made before I was born. wasn't me. No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you still keep going, you still keep gigging on, and this Happy Go Lucky Me, which I'm pretty sure I've heard before, it's catchy. It's
originally a George Formby song. In fact, it was the last George Formby single that was released, and I actually went to see the show, his last show, in 1960. It was about August 1960. I went to see George Formby's last show, where he featured Happy Go Lucky Me, and it was his last single.
Oh, right.
I think
he died the following year, I think.
Yes, March 1961.
He died.
I do play a bit of George on my show. I'm a bit of a fan.
We were quite fans of. During the rock and roll period, we were in the latter end of the musical period, and there was still a lot of George Formby records played, even in the 1950s and 60s, when we were sort of slightly younger men than we are now. So it was. It's always been one of my favourite songs of his. And I remember actually shouting out and asking him to sing it in the actual show at the Queen's Theatre in Blackpool, well back in time.
Yeah.
52 years ago.
But he didn't write it. This is the odd thing. We found this out when we recorded it. In fact, who was it written by, Rob?
It's an American singer. Yeah.
It was actually recorded by and written and recorded
it
by an American.
It was released in America before George Formby actually brought it out.